This is KCUR 89.3. Questions about the long-term effects of football on the brain have trickled down from the National Football League to the high school level, where there's very little research on players to go on. Even so, the organization that governs high school sports in Kansas is directing coaches and players to cut down on the hitting as they prepare for the season. Heartland Health Monitor's Andy Marceau reports.
It's the first day of football practice at Blue Valley Northwest High School, but one sound you won't hear is the crashing of pads and helmets. The State High School Athletic Association is enforcing new rules. Players aren't allowed to tackle each other until the fifth practice. Once the season starts, they'll be limited to an hour and a half of full contact each day in practice and none the day after games, which doesn't sit well with heavy-hitting linebacker Garrett Turney.
I personally don't like the limited contact setting because you're not allowed to go like 100% basically, and I just can't play football like that.
Turney says he's not concerned about the connection between football and head injuries, but his mom and his grandparents are. By now, most parents across the U.S. have seen the headlines about football players suffering a strange, brain-damaging condition called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Those headlines are almost all about professionals, dozens of NFL players who have accumulated a lot of hard hits over a lot of years. Turney's teammate, Riley Zerny, thinks players at the high school level probably don't need to worry about it as much.
Those guys are definitely bigger and stronger, and they're hitting more and more powerful than we are.
The thing is, nobody knows. Boston University, which is at the cutting edge of CTE study, has found damage in the brains of some players who never made it beyond college or even high school football. But there's little systemic research about the risks that thousands of high school players across the country are taking by playing the game. Mark Lentz is the assistant director of the Kansas State High School Athletic Association. He says the organization is trying to be proactive with the new limited contact rules.
We're not guaranteeing that someone's not going to get a concussion, which no one can do. But we're minimizing the risk. And I think that's the big key to it, is that we continue to minimize. Does it mean this is the perfect system? I don't know. But is it something that we believe something that can be built upon? Absolutely.
The players may say they don't like them, but Lentz says the changes have generally been well received by the state's coaches. He says many of them had already reduced hitting in practice by as much or more than the new rules require. And there's something he and other officials like Brent Unruh want people to remember. Every sport has risks. Unruh is a certified athletic trainer and the high school association's sports medicine expert.
Girls soccer this past year actually has their overall concussion rate is the same or maybe even a little higher than football this past year. It's the first time that it's reached that level. So it's definitely not just football.
Back at practice, Blue Valley Northwest coach Mike Zagunis surveys a squad whose numbers are down from a year ago. That fits a national trend. The number of kids aged 6 to 17 playing football has declined since 2009.
I think, in terms of the safety stigma or whatever you want to call it, I think that affects real little kids. Kindergartners, first graders, second graders that moms and dads used to allow to play tackle football. I think now they're not. I think parents are saying, you know what, no, we're not even going to go there.
Part of the fear with CTE in particular is the unknown. It builds in the brain over time, and players and their loved ones don't have any indication it's there until symptoms like erratic, sometimes violent behavior crop up. That's what happened to NFL players like Mike Webster and Junior Seau. And that's what happened to Zach Langston, who about 10 years ago was a hard-hitting linebacker at Blue Valley Northwest, who would go on to play at Pittsburgh State University. Langston fatally shot himself in the chest in 2014, after years battling symptoms associated with the degenerative disease. Researchers at Boston University who examined his brain after death found severe, widespread CTE. Langston was 26. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Andy Marceau.